maybe you have figured out or heard, have been told that I turned the page of my life for one little leaf. And without going too much into that, I couldn't help but reflecting on how it used to be. And I will talk about this today a little bit, because, you know, I did grow up in Germany and lived there for about 28 years or so. And the Germany now, from everything I see, is quite different than the Germany I grew up in. And that is sad. Very sad to see that. But I also need to say that since I'm here in the United States of today is much different from how it was when I came to this country in 81. And that's also sad to see. And I will go through many of the events, developments, occurrences by using our update 971, but making a lot of further and additional comments as we go through. But I'd like to start with the end of the update, and that is the work section. Now, we do have a new Standing Watch program out titled U.S. Tourists Allowed to Visit Europe Not So Fast. In spite of the hype in the national and international press when certain announcements were made in Europe, let's not hold your breath too much, because there are lots of conditions, lots of eventualities, lots of occurrences which have to take place first before such travel is being allowed. And it doesn't look like very realistic to think that it's going to happen anytime soon. So I would encourage you to listen to the Standing Watch program. You all should have received, those of you who have attended actually the feast last year in South Dakota, a memo regarding feast reservations. And if you have not received the memo, please let us know. Please let Mr. Dave Harris know, and he will be more than happy to send you a copy as well. And of course, this goes into keeping the feast in South Dakota. Again, it's the same place we kept it last year. And so I did talk to our German ministry yesterday and inquired into what the status is and the situation is with Germany. Now again, prayers are needed, because the hotel is closed right now. The hotel where we attended last year, kept the feast last year, is closed. And the management told us that, of course, nobody knows what's going to happen. But the hope is that it may be opening in time so that we can keep the feast there again, like we did last year. But as I said, you know, it takes God's intervention. It takes prayers to make that possible. Now, we also have a new booklet out, Are Jews and Christians at Odds with Jesus Christ? And here's a copy. Most of you by now would have probably received a hard copy, but those of you who are, let's say, listening in and would like to have a copy and haven't received one, let us know. We'd be more than happy to send you a free copy of that booklet. We're also printing a German booklet right now in Germany about the biblical prophecy, and that should be ready within the next week or so for distribution. And if you speak German and you want a copy of that one, then let us know and we're happy to send you a copy as well. Another booklet, Beasts of the Bible, Evil People and Evil Empires, that's the working title, that is being reviewed right now over here by our team. And we'll plan to have that probably printed and distributed sometime next month. But then there's another draft on my desk, which Brian Gale sent me, and it's based on several Q&As we have done. But this is going to be another booklet, and the working title would be Life After Death. So as you can see, there's plenty of work which is still to be done and which we are anxious of doing. Now, the German sermon today, which was already given by now because of the time difference, is actually called, in the English language, it would be Germany's Descent into Dictatorship. and the German title is Deutschland's Absturz in die Diktatur. And in that sermon, I'm saying a lot about what you find in our current events, but not only in the current events, but also in our German version, which is called Aktuelle Weltnachrichten. And of course, this is something which we are going to publish every week. And the Aktuelle Weltnachrichten, in other words, the German version of the current events, that's 23 pages all by itself. And of course, it's big print. But it's not identical with the English current events, because there are articles in the German version which are not in the English, because they are more relevant for Germany. And then there are other articles in the current events which are not in the German version, because they are not perhaps that relevant. But I will talk a little bit about what is happening and what we have in our Weltnachrichten, which is not published in our current events, but I think you want to know a little bit about that aspect as well. It goes into what I said at the beginning of my comments. But before we go into that, we also have posted the German sermonette from last week, and of course the English sermonette, or the first sermon rather, and the second sermon, the first by Frank Bruno, the second one by Eric Rank, and all of that has been posted. And you, if you haven't heard it, or if you want to hear it again and watch it again, you can easily do that. Now, when it comes to the editorial in this update that has been written by me, the question was, what does God mean? And I'm using one particular passage in Malachi chapter 1 as an example as to how to go about in your personal Bible study, because sometimes you may run into a scripture and you may not know exactly what does that scripture mean. And so there are certain principles involved, and I just wanted to share with you how I had to go about that and what I had to do in order to come to a understanding, a conclusion on the matter. But this is just one example. There are many, many examples I am sure you have run into, not quite knowing what does that scripture mean. And it's a good exercise to then go through this in a deep way. Many, many years ago, when I came into the church, the pastor at the time told me sometimes it's really helpful and necessary to really dig deep, not just superficially read a passage or read a chapter, but dig deep and try to find out what actually is being said here. And I would say that in many cases, God will give you the answer if you are really determined to find the answer. Now, sometimes God may not, because the time may not be there yet. Now, when it comes to the current events, well, before we go into that, I'd also like to quickly go into the Q&A, which Ken Mitchell wrote this time. And the question was, how do we handle poor, true Christians in other parts of the world? That was actually a question which we received by somebody. And of course, this person had all kinds of ideas. And so Kalen felt that it would be a good one to handle and to address, and did a great job in this one. And so, because it's a question we sometimes get too, well, what do you do? What kind of missionary work do you do in other parts of the world? And the answer is, well, you know, first of all, is that our responsibility? Is that our commission? And what is it, what we as true Christians are supposed to do now? What is our primary responsibility? And so he goes into all these different issues. Now, when it comes to the current events, we have talked a lot about the vaccination issue for U.S. tourists, but we also address several developments in Germany. Now, I believe it was last week when Mr. Harris made the comment that we have been warning against dictatorships rising in certain parts of the world, and especially in Germany. Well, in America too, for that matter, and talk about that in a moment, but especially in Germany. And it is interesting what is happening over there. We have an article here by Deutsche Welle. I'd like to read it to you. It says, German intelligence chiefs have placed parts of the anti-coronavirus lockdown protest movement under observation. Now, last week we announced that they actually are prohibited now of demonstrating against coronavirus measures. Now it went a step further. Now they're being placed under observation. But not only that, it says that they had to invent a new category which would then allow them to be placing this movement under observation. Under the current law, they don't even have a basis for it. So they had to enlarge the categories and say, call it now, if you are endangering the Constitution or delegitimizing the state or some nonsense like that. So it's just a further step into dictatorial, autocratic measures. We did point out in our updates that there are numerous actors, very famous and popular actors, who have come together. They have created a satirical video opposing Germany's coronavirus restrictions. And so even the international press, to an extent, has taken note of that. We have an article here by The Guardian talking about it. And so they point out what kind of a terrible reaction those actors received. And 20 of those, it was over 50, 20 of those actually removed their participation because of the persecution. Now, of course, this was persecution on social media, it was persecution in the magazines, in the newscasts, and so on, but it was definitely done with toleration of the German government, because they didn't intervene. They gave some lip service, oh, well, you know, we have to have a critic, we have to accept that, but in reality, they don't. Now, in our German version, we have a lot of further articles on this development. And I just want to read a few comments, translating them now from German into English, as to what some have pointed out. Now, not too many are seeing what's happening. Far too many are just blind, closing their eyes, closing their ears, don't want to recognize the facts that Germany is becoming more and more a dictatorship. But some have seen that. Here's one comment by the Bild Zeitung, which is actually a very huge tabloid, the most popular tabloid in Germany. And the question is being asked, what is actually going on in Germany? Here's a big problem, they say, because the problem is that the politics issued by the government are looked upon as the only truth. And in taking that position, everything which is criticizing what is being done is being looked upon with suspicion. It has to be suppressed. It cannot be allowed to be stated. And then a professor of history is asking the question, do critics have to leave Germany again, like Heinrich Heine, a very famous Jewish author, had to do in the past? There's another author, another commentator, this time in Focus, which is another very popular magazine, saying that there are serious doubts that curfews work. And then he quotes a very famous professor again, Gerhard Scheuch, who's taking the position that not only don't they work, they are dangerous. He says, the idea to have to stay at home is just wrong. He said, it is much better to go out in the open as much as you possibly can, because the probability that you are going to be infected outside is just about nil. And then the author is asking the question, well, how come that the government in Germany, and unfortunately also the government over here in many instances, is just telling you the opposite? How come that they are not looking into these kind of alternative scientific viewpoints? But you see, it doesn't stop there, because another development is taking place over there now, which we haven't even covered yet in our most recent current events. We did talk about it in the previous one. It had to do, if you will recall, with a decision which a Superior Court judge rendered in Weimar, which is in former East Germany. And that was a 175-plus page decision in which he found that to force children wearing masks and getting vaccinated and getting tested is child abuse. And he had all kinds of scientists quoted saying that. Now, you can imagine, perhaps, what kind of reaction he got. I mean, it was worse then it was for these actors who had this satirical video. I felt it was quite interesting that it was Tucker Carlson who not too long ago, a couple of days or so ago, said exactly the same thing on Fox News when it came to little children. He said that's child abuse. And you can imagine, can you not, what kind of a reaction he got, especially from the left liberal mass media. But you see, it doesn't stop there. If it would have stopped there when it came to Germany, okay, here's a judge who's being persecuted because he is making this statement, that would have been one thing. No, it doesn't stop there. Now the police, in combination with other government institutions, went to his home, searched his home, confiscated his phone, his mobile phone, and looked at computers and all of that under the pretense that he violated the law. Now, have you ever heard this before, right? Here's a judge making a decision, and this is now violating the law. And he can be punished under criminal law statutes and for several years in prison, and he will lose his job if convicted as somebody who has done this. Now, he has now one of the most prestigious attorneys over there who is going to represent him, and he says this is crazy. It is crazy because it is a complete, total result of the hysteria which is going on in Germany right now when it comes to the coronavirus restrictions. That is all what's behind this. Another very famous lawyer, of course, the first one was Gerhard Strate, not that you probably have heard the name, but he is quite famous over there in Germany. Another one is attorney Ralf Ludwig. And he had this to say, who cannot see that by now we are living in a fascist country, talking about Germany. He has become part of the system himself. Now, these are few cautionary comments, but in looking at this, I would have to say I never, ever saw something like that before. It is completely, totally unheard of. Not even in East Germany did it happen. Well, of course, in Nazi Germany it did. And so that's why many are warning, many who have open ears and open eyes, are warning that this is exactly where it's going. And the tragic situation is that most Germans don't seem to even care. Many feel that the coronavirus restrictions are not even going far enough. I mean, you have restrictions now that it comes to curfew in Germany. You can leave your home after 9 o'clock in the evening, except if you want to jog, I mean, you run around, you have to do it all by yourself until midnight, all by yourself. So a young lady is out there all by herself, jogging. It's a complete, total invitation to criminals attacking that person. It looks like there is no logic behind any of this. You cannot now meet with anyone except for one person out of another and from another household. One person, inside or outside. Now, how this is making logical sense, you tell me. But it's completely a dictatorial, autocratic way of having it their way, which is not at all, not even scientific, it's not logical. It is absolutely of no value or consequence. Now, here is another interesting development. The Green Party over there in Germany is becoming more and more popular, which is surprising to me, frankly, if you know anything about the Green Party. But they become more and more popular because Merkel, Angela Merkel, is becoming more and more unpopular in her party. And so here's now a rising star in the Green Party, and I don't know anything about her except what I read, and she seems to be a bright person. She studied law and other disciplines. But they are now very strongly supporting heavy fines for violators of coronavirus restrictions, even worse than Angela Merkel's party and the coalition party, the SPD. So they're all in cahoots when it comes to coming down hard on those who wonder how logical and how scientific these coronavirus restrictions really are and how helpful, or are they perhaps hurtful? Now, this is what's happening over there. I talked to, as I said, some German brethren yesterday on our WhatsApp combination and also on video calls. And one person said to me, well, it's no longer fun to live here in Germany. It's no longer fun. All the happiness, the joy is gone. It's just gone. We are living in a such depressive environment right now. You know, we only hope and wish and pray that this nonsense, this idiocy is over soon. But it doesn't look like it's going to be over anytime soon. Now that's Germany. What about the United States of America? Well, we have an article in here about the FBI. Did you know that the FBI now, under a new interpretation of a law, can break into private computers without the owner's consent? Anytime they want, without a search warrant. And where's the outcry? Where's the outrage when you hear and you read something about that? It doesn't seem to be existent. Now, of course, you heard about the fact that the feds raided Giuliani's apartment. We have an article on that one here in Fox News. Rudy Giuliani, the attorney, personal attorney, one of them, of former President Donald Trump. Another unheard of development, because Giuliani is an attorney. You don't, just based on a search warrant, confiscate confidential information which is in the possession of an attorney. You see, the privilege, the attorney-client privilege, refers to the client. It's the client's possession. In this case, let's say Donald Trump. And one person, Professor Dershowitz, was interviewed on, I believe it was either Fox News or Newsmax, and he said, well, he could actually go against the FBI, he could go against the Justice Department, because they deprived him of his right. It's not even only Giuliani. You know, you cannot really, he felt it was unconstitutional, you cannot really go against an attorney like that. But again, it's happening, and it looks like nobody seems to care. The left-wing mass media, if they report it in an approving way. And they're saying, oh, well, you know, they're doing this because they want to, whatever, find dirt, or, you know, they don't say dirt, I say dirt. They want to find some information on what Giuliani allegedly did do regarding the Ukraine. You know, it's totally unconstitutional. It's illegal. But it's happening. And again, what do we find in reaction to this? Just about nothing. So the parallels are striking. Here is a very problematic action against a judge over there in Germany. Here is a very problematic action against an attorney in the United States. Do you see the parallel? Do you see how Satan is manipulating the systems, using whoever he can use to bring about worldwide dictatorship, because that's ultimately what we are going to see, worldwide dictatorship. The sermon I gave for the German brethren, which I'm going to give here too, if I have the time and opportunity, proves from the Bible that we are going to have worldwide dictatorship. And just about no country is going to be excluded from that. And in some areas it goes faster, in some areas it goes a little slower, but the ultimate result is the same. What about Canada? We have an article in there regarding persecution of churches in Canada. Now you got to read that one if you haven't followed what is happening to a church run by a Polish pastor, what happens in Canada. But it's not just Canada. We have another article, persecution of churches, a pastor here in the UK. And so this article points out, that was published by the Daily Mail, what is happening there. And the author is writing that this is, again, totally unheard of, that something like that could happen, does happen. And again, he's saying in here, I just want to quote this, whatever one's personal views on homosexuality might be, because he's this pastor, just quoted the Bible. He just quoted the Bible and quoted scriptures regarding homosexuality, and he was arrested for that. And so this author says, whatever one's personal views may be, it is surely pertinent to ask, what kind of nation have we become that the minister of a Christian church is arrested for upholding in the public square the very truth which Your Majesty the Queen promised to uphold in her coronation oath in 1953 with a Bible in her hand? Good question. Good question. That's UK. So now we have United States, we have Germany, we have the UK, we have Canada. We could mention many, many more examples. But I'd like to give one more here before I close. And that has to do with the last article in our current event section, A Free Non-Marxist Society. This was written by Dr. Ron Paul of the Ron Paul Institute. And he's talking about Karl Marx and what his philosophy was. And he says in here, those sincerely concerned about improving all human lives should turn away from the teaching of Karl Marx, who advocated expensive government power. Did you know that? I mean, most people don't know that. That socialism and communism requires extensive governmental powers. Now, does this have anything to do with what we might be seeing today? We didn't have it in our English current events, but we put it in our German one because of the time difference. We were still allowed to be able to do that because the German one is published pretty much on Friday, current events here on Thursday. But I found very interesting what has happened since then. Now, we say, of course, in our current events comments, that Paul makes an important point that Marxism and socialism, including national socialism, are based on the heavy use of governmental authority, inadvertently leading to a dictatorship. Hitler's Germany, they were national socialists. People seem to forget that. They were national socialists. And also, of course, Stalin's Russia, Marxists are prime examples. But they are not the only ones. Now, in his address to the nation on April 28, Joe Biden made an interesting statement, and that has caused all kinds of consternation, and people have begun to wonder what actually did he mean. He said, "We the people are the government." Now, it's unclear what he actually meant by that, or what those who wrote the speech for him meant by that. But you see, the fact is that according to the American Constitution, it's not the people which is the government, but it's the people standing above the government, controlling the government. So his statement that the people is the government, or you could say the government is the people, that is, of course, very reminiscent, and Breitbart put it this way, of a concept of a power of the government, which the government doesn't have, shouldn't have. And that brought to mind a very famous statement by Ronald Reagan. And he said one time, and you might have heard it or heard about it, he said, "Government is not the solution to our problem, government is the problem." And you see, we would totally agree with that if it comes to unrighteous government. Of course, you know, it's not true when it talks about godly government. Of course, that's not a problem. But when it comes to the government of man, and of course, under the rule of Satan, because Satan is the ruler of this earth, then yes, it's the problem. And the more government you have, the more dictatorship you have. And that is where we are all moving towards. And so let's be on the alert. And that is why God is telling us, come out of her, my people, that you don't have anything to do with the governments of this world. Because if you do, you will also partake of the plagues after you have partaken of the sins. But God will punish those who are opposing him. And you tell me what government on this earth is not opposing him.